notes. Sorry. So there is an interesting thing in the results of findings when people are operating in their spiritual giftings. There's two things. You'll see two major results when we're operating in our giftings. One, you will be happier. You will have more joy in your life. And two, you will be more effective. Effective ministry is much more efficient ministry. If you're not effective, all you do is fight it. Battling. I like sports. I don't know. I think I say that every week. But you watch hockey, and this is different for me not to talk about football, but I'll talk about hockey. And there's a guy that's not a bad hockey player, Milan Lucic, for the Oilers right now. And that guy hadn't scored in how long, Rick? A year? Hadn't scored for a year. He fought the puck. He was slow. He looked like me out there on skates. Like, it was awful. And it looked really bad. And all of a sudden, he seems to be stopping to fighting the puck. And, you know, he found his role on the team. Now he's scored, what, 6 goals in the past couple weeks? 4 goals? He had 2 in one game. Almost had a hat trick. And he's starting to find his role. He's finding his gift. He's finding his spot. And it's becoming a little easier. You can see a smile on his face all of a sudden now out on the ice. That's how it is when we operate in our gift. We get that joy. It becomes easier. The thing is, I find with people, because we're people, is when we find success in our ministry, we find success in our gift, all of a sudden we want to start, well, I'm gonna start playing guitar now, and I'm gonna start leading for you, Mary. Don't worry. I got it. Or maybe I'm gonna start taking over the kitchen ministry. You know? I'm gonna push Myrna out, I'm gonna push Earl out, and I'm gonna take that kitchen ministry. No, I'm just kidding. Object lesson. But that's not my gift. That's not my ministry. That's not where I'm spiritually gifted to be. I'm not necessarily gifted to serve there. I'm gifted to serve elsewhere. But we can't overstep where our gifting is. Do you know what I'm saying? We need to walk in our giftings. I've done a lot of trying to explain and teach on this. So what does Scripture tell us? Well, Scripture does tell us. Romans 12:3-13. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith that God has given us. Just as our bodies, we have many parts, and each part has a special function. So it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. In His grace, God has given us different gifts for doing different things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, what do I want you to do? Prophesy. I'm going to say this at the next board meeting. Just so you know, I'm asking for it. So now the board members have to hear it. I'm going to ask for a thing that stands up or a really big screen here so I don't have to squint my eyes because I think I'm getting old. I need something just so it sits right here so I can read that scripture. I need glasses. I think I do, but don't tell my wife. I don't need glasses. I just need to wipe my eyes. There's windshield wiper fluid or something. But let them prophesy. Speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, what do I want you to do? Serve others and serve them well. Don't do it half but. Can I say that, half but? You know what I mean when I say half but. Don't do it half but. I'm going to get in so much trouble for that from somebody. That's okay. Don't do it poorly. Do it well when you're serving. Guys, I don't know how many times. Well, I just help in the kitchen. You help in the kitchen. You get to serve others. What an awesome opportunity. Well, you're cutting meat. You get to talk to people. I just clean the toilets at church. That's all I get to do. They clean them the best you can clean them. Make those toilets so clean you can eat off them. Not that you'd want to. but make them clean. Do everything with excellence, right? That's what that scripture is telling me. And if we keep reading, if you're a teacher, teach well. Teach well. If your gift is encouraging others, then be encouraging. Like I said earlier, if God gives you somebody on your mind or on your heart, text them, call them. Calling is so, this world of texting, I hate it. Because tone never comes out in text. And you know what, frankly, put a little effort into it sometimes. Put effort into it. Make the phone call. Do you know how much more sometimes it means when somebody just says, "Hey, Myrna, how you doing? Can I bring you a coffee? How would you like that?" You'd love it. How much does that phone call mean? How much does that encouragement mean? We can have a huge impact. We have people in our walls that are hurting. They need encouragement. But Pastor, that's your job. Really? Is it my job? Yes, but it's not just my job. It's all of our job. Anybody that has the gift of encouragement should be calling somebody that they know is hurting. If God puts somebody on your heart, call them. That's what I'm saying. Anyways, if your gift is giving, then give generously. If God has given you a leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have the gift for showing kindness to others, then do it gladly. Don't do it begrudgingly. Don't do it, "Oh, I gotta do this. I can't stand people. Hey, Mel, how's it going?" Give it up. You know what? God has given you the gift of kindness, so be proud. Be not proud, practical. Be happy, be cheerful, be joyful. Because when you start operating in the gift that God has given you and you don't say, but nobody sees my gift of kindness. I really want the gift of music. And you stomp like a child. Come on. You don't want me to have the gift of music. Well, maybe if I had the gift, I guess you would want me. But you know what I'm saying? Right now, I don't have that gift. Maybe someday God will let me pick up a guitar and I'll just know how to play like John. Awesome. You need to learn the guitar again. Anyways, let's keep reading. And if you have that's the gift of showing kindness. Do it gladly. Don't just pretend to love others, guys. Don't just pretend to love others. Love others. It's in Scripture. It's right there. Don't just pretend to love others, but really love them. Hate what is wrong, hold tightly to what is good, love each other with genuine affection, and to take delight in honoring each other. Guys, take delight in honoring each other. I take delight. I'm actually quite excited to come in and encourage you guys. I'm quite excited when I get to see you guys on the streets, in the store, and I get to encourage you, to love you, to bless you, to give you a high five, to give you a hug, to give you a handshake, to give you whatever you feel comfortable with giving. Not a kiss. I won't give you a holy kiss, though. Stacy might not like that. But do you know what I mean? I take joy in that, and I hope you guys do too. You take joy in the opportunity to bless others and to honor each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Wow. Enthusiastic servant. We need to be that. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready for them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. So what does that mean? Well, I kind of broke it down as I went by verse. But it means when we're hurting in here, we hurt for each other. We love each other. We build each other up. And when new people come, when people come in, we are hospitable to them. This is our home. This is our church home. You're our church family. If I come to your home, do you just turn your back and say, "Oh, I wonder when he's going to go away? Man, he's kind of smelly. He's so loud. He's obnoxious. No, what do you do? Hey, Dave, can I get you a cup of coffee? Grab a chair. No, you take my chair. Dave, take my. Here's my remote control, Dave. I know the Super Bowl's on, Dave. Here you go. I know I was going to watch my soap opera or my shows or my game shows. I love America's Got Talent. But I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, so here you go, Dave. You're going to be hospitable, right? And that's what we do here. We practice hospitality. We love people. And lastly, guys, as we read through those gifts, and the team can come prepare for the last song. As I read through those gifts, maybe you say, I have some of those. Oh, I don't have that gift. Oh, but I got that gift. Oh, I got that gift. Oh, but I don't have that gift. But what about this gift and this gift? Oh, what about this gift? I think I have that one. Oh, but I don't have that. Guys, we don't all have the same gifts. Just likewise, probably we don't have all the gifts. But we all have gifts. We all have something we can offer each other. We all have something we can offer this church. We all have something we can offer the community of Rosetown. And we don't do it to get anything back. We do it because of what Jesus called us to do. Because of who we are in Him. That's why we do it, right? We need to work together to identify our gifts. If somebody comes to you, maybe they don't even know they have the gift of encouragement. And maybe they keep getting this encouraging word for somebody. Maybe you should say, you know, I just want to thank you for the encouragement. You've got such a great gift for encouragement. Reaffirm them in that gift. Reaffirm them in that gift, because maybe they don't know. And it's great to be reaffirmed in your gifting, right? Evangelism, encouragement, prayer, music, serving, teaching, preaching. Like I said earlier, cleaning those toilets and urinals. Turning the dishwasher on, making a cup of coffee. I've learned to make coffee since coming here. I don't know if it's good, you guys tell me. I might have put too much coffee in there. But we all have an opportunity to share a gift, right? We all have gifts. We all have opportunities to work on our gifts. And as we carry on through the rest of these 8 gifts that we're working through, as we carry on through the survey, I pray that you are more and more enlightened into what these gifts are, and maybe more and more enlightened into these 8 traits, and maybe more and more enlightened in how you can be used more effectively and efficiently for Jesus in this town and in this church. Because that's what it's all about, being more effective in our ministry. So I'm going to invite you guys to stand, and we're going to pray. And then Mary and the team are going to lead us through one more song, and then Mary's going to close out in prayer. And make sure you give me a high five or a handshake or a hug or whatever you want. Don't kick me in the shins or knees as you're leaving, but say goodbye. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We are so thankful, God, that you have given each and every one of us an amazing gift, an amazing talent, Father. And I pray that as we walk through these days together, Father, as we walk through ministry life together, Father, that you would encourage us of what our gifts are, that you would give us wisdom if we don't know what those gifts are. And Father, I pray that we would have breakthrough if we're still trying to learn to use those gifts. God, I pray that you would use us to be effective in this church and out there on those streets. God, I pray that we would minister to the people of Rosa and just encourage and bless people in your name, Jesus. Father, we love you. We thank you. And God, we are so thankful for your protection. We are so thankful for your love, for your grace, for your blessings. Father, go with us this week. Bless us. And let us be a blessing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Mary, would you lead us in one song?